When someone is invited to the White House for an official visit, they usually don't cancel. But that's what happened 2 years ago when Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, found out that the U.S. had been spying on her and on her top aides. Now the Brazilian leader is going for bygones as she comes to Washington to meet with President Obama. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
President Dilma Rousseff's decision to cancel the state visit, with its formal dinners and high-profile meetings, threw a strong and robust bilateral relationship into disarray, says Eric Farnsworth with the Council of the Americas and America Society.
I think it's been very clear that the United States has been anxious to move beyond that. Vice President Biden, in particular, has been in direct contact with President Rousseff and senior members of her team for a long time.
And after 2 years, the offer to visit Washington was made again, says Paulo Sotero, director of the Brazil Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
Actually, President Obama offered President Dilma to come here on a state visit if she could wait it until next year, because the White House does just a limited number of those visits. But she declined and asked to come now because she needs to come now.
A lot has happened since Rousseff took a hard stand against the Obama administration in 2013. Back then, things were much better for her and Brazil. Now Rousseff needs this visit to help her domestically, says Jason Marzak with the Atlantic Council.
Her popularity is at about 10% right now. 65% of Brazilians think she's doing a bad or terrible job. Inflation's approaching 9%. They've been implementing a series of fiscal austerity measures. So for her, one of the top priorities is going to be, how do I come home with some economic wins?
The U.S. is also looking for something from this visit, says Farnsworth.
From the White House perspective, this is a chance to really re-energize a very important relationship that, frankly, has been on ice for the last 2 years.
Farnsworth says the U.S. is looking for bilateral trade and investment. China has overtaken the U.S. as Brazil's largest trading partner. And a renewed relationship offers a chance to build on issues such as climate change, says the Atlantic Council's Marzak.
This is a real priority for the Obama administration. Brazil is obviously not the world's largest greenhouse gas emitter, but it's one of the top 10. And in the Brazilian case, there is an opportunity for agreement on deforestation issues in the Amazon, which is one of the big challenges.
Rousseff will also travel to New York to meet with investment bankers before heading to Silicon Valley to drum up business for Brazil's information technology industry. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.